This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Round of applause for us, JRK. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air on the Good Day program, deepening our connection, our amazing connection to all of you with thoughts about what's going on today, what you need to know. This year, I think, is a year of change. But then I say that very grammatically. But every year is a year of change, right?
Oh, things change. Yeah.
Every moment, every second, every hour, every day, things change. But I've seen a lot of things that indicate this is not going to be just another year. And so that's a good thing. Imagine your best, whatever the possibilities are for you, imagine what they are, and then keep that in your mind, because I'm a big believer, you know, in thoughts or things. So get some great things in your mind and get them done. I think setting the bar high, that's what I have done. We have, thanks to my work with your father, Jay, we have created a whole new idea for a different adjunct to this program that will make it usable not only on news talk and conversation stations, but on music stations as well. And so this is one of the great things, many things as far as business is concerned, but the personal side, which oftentimes, well, you think it ought to be more important, but oftentimes it's not. We all know that some people live for their jobs because that's their identity.
Yeah, well, we're so busy with all of our obligations, we forget to take care of ourselves. But it's like that airplane, when you're flying, and they say put your oxygen mask on before you put somebody else's on. Because if you are not helping yourself, then you really can't help anybody else, physically, mentally. But in terms of personal and business, I've always heard this with business. If you are doing the same thing this year that you were doing last year, you are already 2 years behind. And that always kind of stuck with me. And when it comes to the personal side, the only person you're combating is yourself yesterday. Nobody else. You are running your own race. Anything anybody else is doing has nothing to do with you, and anything you're doing has nothing to do with anybody else on the personal front.
There you go. The word to the wise from Jay Kirshner here on Good Day. Here's something that's really good. Think about doing good things for others, helping other people. This is a great example of this. An 82-year-old lady who was a Navy veteran. No, it actually isn't a lady. I was thinking, I saw the name Marion, but that's his last name. Butch Marion is leaving his job this week after online donors helped raise $108,000 for him on a GoFundMe page. The fundraiser was started by a fellow named Rory McCarthy, someone that works with him at Walmart, who thought he ought to retire. At 82, that's not not a bad thing for a lot of people.
He just felt like he couldn't.
Right, exactly. So, Mr. McCarthy and some of his friends went to, I guess they were on, are they on TikTok? Are they on, where'd they go for the GoFundMe page? Just go to GoFundMe.com.
But he posted about it to TikTok to reach a wider audience, and he did. And all of, like, just this huge act of kindness from one stranger initiated these acts of kindness from so many other strangers to help him retire.
Great way to start the year. I'm sorry they did it on TikTok, because TikTok is not a good way for you to communicate. Anybody who's using TikTok, it's actually pretty anti-American. They don't know it. They're not conscious of it because they're not as close to it as we are, talking about it all the time. But the more I think I repeat it, the better it is. TikTok is an adversary. The Chinese government controls it, and they are the government, the American government, is wanting to ban it. Many states have banned the use of TikTok video because of its connection to the Chinese government and what actually is being done when you use it. What do they find out about you? Anyway, so just that's another aside thought. That goes with this. Anyway, the fundraiser came up with $100,000 in a 2-day period. I thought that was pretty amazing. So this guy says he feels like a new man. It's unreal. All these people are strangers, as you've just said. This is neat. This is sweet. If you're 82 and you want to retire and you don't feel like you can, maybe this is a good way to do it. I think this, it depends on the personality of the people involved. Don't you think? People love this guy. Mm-hmm. And that's why, right?
Yeah.
You think some people contributed when they found out he was a Navy veteran? That might be another thing.
Oh, yeah, hearing the story a little bit more.
$20.
Even just this kind stranger who initiated this whole thing took the time to talk to this person and find out the story. How often do we just stop for a moment, speak to a complete stranger, and let them tell us their story and listen?
Not often. All right, here's another story. A mother found her daughter, who's aged 11, on Roblox. Roblox? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Roblox. Okay. Now, the problem is that the mother was looking for the daughter, and she didn't answer the phone. And the reason that she was looking for the daughter is because she wanted her to defrost the lasagna. Right? Sometimes you got to be
this
a little...
This is new age parenting.
Well, first of all, I'm going to go off on my toot for just a second. An 11-year-old shouldn't have a phone. All right? That's me telling the world that's what I think about having a phone. Although...
Well, then her mom really couldn't have gotten her on the phone.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So yesterday, my son, Brendan, we have FaceTime all the time with Brendan and Sophie and with young Jasper. And apparently, my son found an old phone that I got for him when he was I think he was 16 or 17 when I got him this phone. It was the first phone he got. And it was this old flip phone. And somehow he had put it away and he found it. So he gave it to Jasper. And so Jasper is now just a little over a year old. He sees when Brendan calls me or uses FaceTime, he understands kind of what's going on. And he also sees them when they hold the phone to their ear. Mm-hmm. So he's now holding the phone to his ear and making a lot of noise. Because he can't put words in
there. Make-believe and having his phone conversations.
I thought that was kind of cute.
It is
anyway,
cute.
So this story about this mother who found her daughter so they could defrost the lasagna, the attempts, I suppose, maybe bothered the mother a little bit because she couldn't get through to her daughter.
Well, she had already told her to do so, and then she was trying to call to make sure she did do it, and she couldn't get a hold of her. So she knew that, okay, she's probably on her laptop on Roblox or something, and went got onto Roblox and found her daughter and told her, hey, go get the lasagna out of the freezer.
Modern.
Bread too, please.
Modern parenting. All right, let's talk about some election stuff. The first woman who's gay has been elected as a governor of a state and happens to be the state that I live in, Massachusetts. Maura Healey is her name, and the news media is making a big deal out of her being the first woman elected governor of Massachusetts, the first gay woman to be elected to the governorship, and I think it's just a bunch of gooey. This woman, we give her a chance, right? She'll say, I actually voted for her. Not because she's gay, not because she's a woman, but because she was better than the guy that she was running against.
Yeah, I'm sure so many other people voted exactly that same way. She won because she was the best. However, the first of everything is always a big deal. She was the first woman to be governor of the state and the first LGBTQ member. And so those are two firsts at once.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Actually, there are three women running the state now. The lieutenant governor is Kim Driscoll, who is the mayor of Salem, where the witch trials took place. She's the lieutenant governor. And then there's a lady now whose name I can't remember, Andrea something or other, who is the new attorney general, taking Healy's place. So listen, let's see what happens. But I'm not excited about them being there. They're trying to, or the news media is trying to create stuff around her being the first woman, the first gay, yada, yada. It's what she's planning to do. What is she going to change? And how is it going to be different? The first thing she said, something I completely disagree with, and that is that everybody in the state who wants to go to a community college should go free. I don't think that's a good idea at all. It's not fair. So you do it, if you want to make it free, then you make sure you understand the people who are going appreciate the fact they couldn't have gone otherwise because they didn't have the funds to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Or you have to graduate. If you don't graduate, then you have to pay the money back or something like that.
Yeah, right.
It's free if you follow it all the way through and graduate.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, anyway, I'm not a big fan. of that kind of stuff, but I think it needs to be merit. I came up with, as I was driving along and listening to the story on the local news station and some of the guys talking about it on the air, I was thinking that there ought to be a, and I came up with initials for, now I can't remember what I thought, but it's something about, it was a clever, if I do say so myself, catchy way to make sure that whoever is going, if you're going to do this thing, then, you know, the people, the woman who is actually a friend of mine, who's the president of the Senate, lives and is representing Framingham, said it will only cost $50 million. Well, how many people worked to pay that $50 million in taxes? There's a lot of hard-earned money that goes to pay the taxes. So when you sort of say, oh, well, it's no big deal, it's only $50 million, that is a big deal. That's a lot of money. And if the average person is paying $10,000 a year in taxes, state taxes, mm-hmm. then how many people did it take to come up with $50 million? It took 50,000 people paying their taxes to come up with that $50 million that you say, it's no big deal. I don't know that she said it that way, but that's the way it came out. It's not that big a cost. Well, I mean, you can say that about lots of different things. I took the train into Boston. I've been taking the train into Boston for 20-some-odd years. I think last time I took it was with Megan when she was Miles' age. So that would have been 40 years ago that I took the train, and they were just starting to run them, and then took the subways around Boston and stuff. There's been a lot of complaining because things are not running as well. That would be the first thing I would think, but they're, the priorities depend on, see, they're playing the gay game. They're playing that card to help people that they say have been Charlie Baker was the governor before. There was no problem with the way gays were treated. It was because Democrats don't like Republicans, and I can say that about the leader of the Senate. She just doesn't like Republicans. I don't see how you can do that. I don't see how you can lead and be credible if you're not a fan of the other party just because they're a member of the other party. I find that reprehensible whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and that's the problem why stuff isn't getting done, frankly. It's 18 after. This is a good day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
By getting this riff built up a little bit. Got sunshine. We have sunny. Well, I'm not sure, though. I look at this social media stuff, and not all of it is sunshine, lollipops, and roses. 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The conversation that matters from social media, the trending things Jay has assembled, include a story about the top spy, Ana Montes, best known during the Cold War. Caught by the U.S., been in prison for 20 years, 65 years old. She was spying for Cuba. She was employed by the U.S. government. I love this. By the Defense Intelligence Agency. But she was a spy. And she exposed all kinds of U.S. intelligence that she could scout on the island of Cuba. One official said she was among the most damaging spies caught by the U.S., and the head of counterintelligence under George Bush told Congress that this lady, Ana Montes, had compromised everything, virtually everything, that we knew about Cuba and how it operated. So the Cubans were all well aware of everything that we knew about them. And they always kind of, when we were having conversations trying to straighten things out, they were always using what they had for information against us. She was accused of supplying the identities of four U.S. spies. She handed a 25-year prison sentence, got 25 years with the judge accusing her of putting the nation at risk. All the stuff that was bad about her. She was approached when she was in Johns Hopkins University in 1984, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. By somebody else who was at the school. They were all angry about what we had done during Reagan's presidency in Nicaragua. And so, okay, what can we do to get back at them? Let's get those bad guys. She went to Havana, got a job with the government, the Defense Intelligence Agency. She was the senior analyst.
They dubbed her the Queen of Cuba.
Yeah, right. Anyway, she got her orders. This sounds like a movie. I don't think a movie's been made of this, but it should be. Got orders over shortwave radio, right? This has got to be a movie.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been something similar to this. And she was only arrested in 2001, less than 2 weeks after 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Because that opened a door of, they looked into everything. She wasn't a part of the attacks, but they looked into everything. So a lot of other people who were doing, you know, dirty, they got busted.
So apparently, though, she's at the age where she's probably not going to go back and do that stuff again. But it is, you know, we don't talk much. This is movie stuff. But this is not really movie stuff. This is real. This is the real world.
Yeah. And she
this
have that
goes
job
on.
Anymore, so she doesn't have anything that she can relay to other people. Right. She doesn't have any goods to give.
What does she do with the rest of her life, though? Where does she go? Live in Cuba?
Yeah, she's going back to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein. I never get it right because I don't give a damn about him. I just, Harvey Toilet, I'd refer to him that way. Anyway, his sentencing for sexual misconduct has been delayed, but he's already serving a 23-year sentence for other stuff in New York. This is for the stuff he did in Los Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are they waiting until February? There's some new motion. Why are they wasting time? This guy's not going to make it out of jail. He's a big, fat slob that's, what, in his early 70s? He's not going to 23 years. He's not going to make it. I'm surprised somebody hasn't done a little number on him already, frankly. Right, aren't you? Really, when you get right down to it? Unless they keep him solitary.
One would think exactly. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, what his living situation is like there. Because usually people who have crimes against underage or certain crimes against women, they don't make it very long in prison.
Nope. They don't last very long. And this sounds horrible. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy if that was what his fate was. Does that sound bad for me to say that?
Nope, sounds accurate.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. 28 after, this is good day.
Never grocery shop when you're hungry. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Money Talks News urges against serving size portions. They're convenient, but you're paying for packaging and the labor to assemble it, as you will see by comparing unit price with bigger sizes that you can baggy up yourself. And demote meat from its starring role to the supporting cast in tasty casseroles and soups and stews. Regardless of how carefully a shop, you're racing the clock because food expires. Slightly stale bread makes great French toast, or you can use it for breadcrumbs, and you can freeze breads, bagels, and muffins. Let them thaw overnight and they're good as new. Turn overripe bananas into banana bread, or freeze them and then mash them up in the food processor for a yummy and healthy dessert. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayments.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The revelation that top-secret documents were found in President Biden's possession comes as a surprise to the big guy. Representative James Comer on Fox News last night says Biden's top-secret documents contain papers on Ukraine, where Biden demanded an investigator in that country be fired for investigating his son's position at the board of a major energy company based in Kyiv.
That Joe Biden had that were classified, some of them pertained to Ukraine. I mean, there's so many questions here. Normally, the mainstream media served as a check and balance on corruption in the past with past presidents, but they've turned a blind eye.
California storms are set to refocus across Northern California today as heavy rains continue across much of the state, filling up reservoirs north and south. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the death toll from weeks of storms is 17. The U.S. military has dropped its COVID-19 vaccine requirement, but will still offer the shot. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Lighter moments, serious moments, it's all here. The connection to the real world on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug, along with Jay Kirshner, here to entertain and inform as I look around my desk, my work area, the screens that I'm looking at, the different sources of information. If I hadn't been doing this so long, it would be a conundrum. Okay, where do I go next? What do I do next? Mm-hmm. Who do I talk about next? Well, what do I talk about next? But I always like to start kind of each of these, various segments of the program with some good news. And I'm looking at the story of a youngster who was cancer-free after just the positivity of a community helping to raise money to pay for the treatment that this youngster needed. Now, that's great news. Here's some great news about our planet. There are new species of animals and plants that were added, 146, as a matter of fact, just in the last 12 months alone.
Mm-hmm.
So what this does is a couple of things. It proves that the planet harbors unexplored places, unexplored plants, unexplored animals. the fact that we have been able to catalog 146 new species shows the biodiversity, the health of our planet. So all the people that go around moaning and groaning and wanting to protect a piece of a quarter inch of land to save some turtle or some lizard or some spider or some plant, it's nonsense. That's not how it works. We have, and maybe the best thing, I was at the Museum of Science with my grandson and my daughter last Saturday, and that was, we spent, Miles was more fascinated with the information that came about as you look at the timeline of life on the planet, how far back it goes, what species have come and gone, what still exists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before there were people, there wasn't anybody around to moan and groan about species being lost.
And really, we don't know how things actually were before humans started tracking a lot of this stuff. We are going by fossils and what we're finding hidden under layers of the earth.
Right. To go down. Oh, it's usually, I think, one of the things at the Museum of Science, they have exhibitions about core drilling into the ice and core drilling into where there's archaeologists who are digging to find old cities, you know, with the weather. Over every 1,000 years, about four, depending on the part of the planet you're talking about, 4 inches to 4 feet of dust, dirt, coverage, whatever. So you go back to some of those 3,000, 4,000 years ago, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago to cities that existed. Sometimes you got to bore down a couple of hundred feet because there's been that much stuff that's come on top of the ruins of these cities.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about new lizards and new ants and new flowering plants, that's great. New fish, new sharks, new beetles, new moths, new worms, new scorpions, new spiders, and a partridge in a pear, even a new clam. Wow, they discovered a new clam. Yum.
Yeah, all these newly discovered species, and there was only 70 that were found in 2021.
Yeah.
So over more than doubled.
The planet is very healthy. The planet will survive even if we don't. If we kill ourselves off, that's one thing. I can kill the planet off. So all the people that go around saying, we got to save the planet. Okay, if you want to save the planet, then work toward saving the planet. But don't try to convince me that you're doing it, and if we don't do it, the planet will die. The planet is very healthy. The planet is not going to die. The planet may push us like other things that have been destructive, may push us into oblivion, so that other species, just imagine,
mm-hmm.
whenever I talk about this, I just think to myself, okay, we've only been really around, according to what I saw at the Museum of Science, we've been around for about 300,000 years, some kind of human being, something that looks like a human being anyway. And so what happened before that? 300,000 years is a pittance, it's nothing. The planet is almost 5 billion years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the continents that all used to be connected
together
at one point in time.
Yeah,
there's
right.
this really great movie. It's a science thriller. Take from it what you will, but mm-hmm. it's Mark Wahlberg, Zooey Deschanel, and kind of the plot is that the Earth perceives humans as a threat, and the planet starts taking out humans. And it's one of those things of like it will take
Hello.
Care of itself
yeah.
long after the humans are done.
Exactly. That's not a science fiction movie. That's what happens. Things that are not compatible with Mother Earth get gonzoed.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other things, there's a huge big ball in the Science Museum of the Earth. And when I started looking at it, and Miles and I were talking about the various places we can see California on the map, and you can see, you know, as the planet, as the you see the water. He says, "Wow, there's a lot of water." I said, "Yeah, 3/4 of the planet is water." And so he was looking for where he was in Massachusetts, and then where Los Angeles is, and then we looked at other. He wanted to know what Australia was and where some of the other countries, and he knows a little bit about the various continents. So anyway, we were looking at this, and he said, "Gramps, look at the way the Earth not round? because the Earth isn't round. And whether you know that, it looks like it. If you take that picture, that famous picture of the blue marble that was taken from the moon, the picture of the Earth, it looks like it's round. But if you look at the real dimensions of the Earth and you look at the accurate portrayal like they have at the Science Museum, it's almost like a pear. It's a fat pear with just a little knob on the top. The Arctic is sort of almost not pointed, but it goes up. It doesn't. It's not flat. Yeah,
and that's something like that. I would have thought it'd be a bit more oval, but I was not expecting a pear.
No, no. So anyway, I thought that that was interesting.
Is it the atmosphere around that gives it that more spherical appearance?
I won't speculate because I don't really know. But you were talking about the way the planet changes, and apparently over the life of the planet, it has changed its shape. As the planets, the plates on the planet change, so does the structure of the mountains and the seas, and you know, they push. What happens is, what causes mountain ranges is when, and this goes back to the last ice age, so it's not something 18, 20,000 years ago, when these mountains were formed, that we now see, is because the plates collide. They can't move and they go up, and that's what causes a mountain range. Some places, where there's volcanic activity, that causes mountains as well. But for the most part, where the planet has a lot of mountain ranges is where, and that's why they're straight, and sometimes they go down, like the mountain range that we have, the Rockies, kind of goes down to South America, because the plates underneath are all the same. If you follow, if you look at a big map of the world and you follow the Rocky Mountains down, follow a straight line down to Peru and to the Andes Mountains, you'll see that it's pretty much a straight line. Because all of that stuff, the plates all changed and collided with each other at the same time. It's fascinating. So back to the whole idea of worrying about the planet and it's going to be destroyed. And oh my God, what are we going to do? Nonsense. It's taking care of itself very well, as Jay pointed out. Look at all the new species, twice as many as the year before. So don't worry your pretty little head. Does that sound sexist? Maybe it doesn't. Anyway, don't worry about it. Right? Don't worry.
I didn't take it as sexist until you asked if it was sexist or not.
Don't worry about it.
Have a pretty little head, right?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Okay, next on the Hit Parade. Do you remember, we had, well, this was before your time. Jennifer would remember, because she's had them on her radio program in Los Angeles as well. The pro-Trumpers Diamond and Silk. They were first heard on this radio program when they were hysterical. And they were given their own weekend radio program. One of them has died. Diamond passed away. Trump loved him. This duo was hysterical. As a matter of fact, James, see if you can find some audio from Diamond and Silk. They were hysterical. Have you got some of it? Okay, yeah, the real name, by the way, of this lady was Lynette Hardaway. She is, the fact that these two black ladies went around stumping, not at first for Trump, but for other things that were right of center, and the way they just go, it was just very entertaining. I think most everybody that follows Trump or follows his supporters know what they sounded like. And she was pretty young too, as a matter of fact. The cause of death isn't known. I think she was like 60 something, if she was even that. I was looking to find out how old she was, and I can't find it anywhere. But nobody knows what the specific illness was. She had COVID, and she was one of these people, the people who love to focus on Trump and I didn't take a vaccine, blah, blah, blah. Well, Trump took the vaccine. That's how stupid some of these people are.
Wasn't it his vaccine?
Yeah, right. That's what they said about it. Anyway, she didn't take the vaccine, and who knows what really happened. She was 73. Okay, 73. All right, so you have some, just a little audio, James, from them.
To my black brothers and sisters, we cannot allow her to fool us and lure us in with a bottle of hot sauce. Running around doing the nay-nay. And she's not even concerned about your next payday.
talking about Kamala Harris.
And if you don't vote right this time, you will get left again.
That's right.
Now, I just got that off my chest. Phil, you got something you want to say, girl? Go ahead and say it.
I just got something I got to say.
Go ahead, girl.
You know. Yeah.
Bodies love them. They are hysterical.
Don't let the fool you.
That's right,
girl. Silk can talk.
That's right, girl.
It really amazes me how Hillary Clinton was born in Chicago, Illinois. And Obama is from Chicago, Illinois. And neither one of them has reached back to help their own city. So, how can we expect them to help America? How can we expect Hillary to help America? She won't even help her own.
They did real numbers on Kamala Harris. They went after her. They were unstoppable during the campaign, but that was a shot against Hillary. So anyway, Diamond and Silk. What characters? No, what, Paul, we can say what we want to about politics, but there are some really interesting, amazing people that are produced out of our political system, right? And it seems like the supply never ends.
Mm-hmm. You,
right? I mean, even if they don't do a damn thing for their constituents, there's a certain amount of, you know, there's so much negativity to it, but there's a certain amount of amusement. I actually admit to being amused by Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm amused by AOC, frankly. Anybody who's an extremist that has, you know, even though they're mean-spirited and they're not accomplishing much except helping themselves to, you know, get noticed for whatever the reason. I find though some of it just kind of very entertaining. Okay, and we were talking about the governor of Massachusetts being openly gay and getting sworn in. She was the first. I didn't tell you who the second one. The second one was Tina Kotek, who's also a lesbian. She was sworn in the day after as governor of Oregon. So that's that story straightened out. 48 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday, it's beggin'!
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Time for us to explore your health and well-being here on the Good Day Health segment of the Good Day program, featuring Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a brilliant chiropractor, Nooka chiropractor, that specializes in your upper cervical spine, your neck, your shoulders. He and his wife Mary run a clinic in Salt Lake City that is just nothing short of fabulous. The information that they provide for people who are their clients in the clinic and people online at there are two different websites that Jack, well, actually there's three with the Good Day Health podcast and the stuff that's there, but ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find out what's going on really from the research department that Jack has worked on many years. They've produced some great supplements like the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are fabulous. I take them every single day, and I think they're responsible, Jack, for me looking like I'm 40 and continuing to go in the other direction, right? That's all. You call them
well,
the
I've
lead.
Got patients that say their age spots are disappearing when they...
There you go. Yep. All right. So, and I want to remind you of our podcast. Jack has ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's all about the things going on in the clinic. He has his own JackStockwell.com that is specifically focused on the chiropractic, the Nooka chiropractic. Those of you listening have never experienced any kind of chiropractic, you really should. And if you can find a good Nooka person, we have a lot of listeners in Salt Lake City that I'm sure when people come in to visit with you, they usually tell you that they hear me or they hear you or both of us, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
You get a lot of people over the years.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just looking back at some of the things that we have talked about here with Jack, or some of the things that are in his podcast. How does your digestive system work? And if you overload your digestive system, which happens to a lot of people over the Christmas holidays, right, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, and so you talk about why we need lactic acid and yeast in one of the podcasts, the good bacteria, what your intestine needs. This is all about Jack being a GAPS practitioner, and GAPS is about your gut. And if you don't have a good, strong, healthy gut, then you're not going to have a good, strong, healthy body. So you can follow that. If I could talk all day and you don't have to say anything.
Well, at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcasts, if you'll put in GAPS, G-A-P-S, the stands for gut and psychology syndrome, some of the best diet information you will ever hear is located right there.
One of the things that you say that's your conversations about sugar and how it ruined your health. Look at how healthy I am, and look at how much sugar I have. My ice cream and cookie and cake, I don't know if I'm addicted, but I certainly like it.
We all are.
Yeah, right. You and I, when we go out to dinner, we always have sweets.
Yeah, unless you've gone an entire year without sugar to break that habit. We're all addicted to sugar, the most common drug in America.
Right, there it is. So that's part of a more recent podcast you can get from Jack at gooddayhealth.com. Lots of things included in all of these podcasts. Say it again. What's the matter with my mouth here? There it is. Cholesterol levels. So let's talk about some ways. This is the big time of the year. Calitrin's coming back into the fold, losing weight, keeping it off. What is blood sugar, as long as we're talking about things we're addicted to, what does sugar have to do with weight?
Well, if you do not consume any more sugar during a 24-hour period than your body requires for sugar-based energy, you're going to be just fine. The problem is we end up consuming more carbohydrates, more grams, grams of carbohydrates, which is what sugar is a carbohydrate, than our body requires. And so your body will store that as fat. Interestingly enough, no matter your age, your body doesn't know that when you finished with breakfast, lunch is coming, or the day, or this evening. It will take whatever is extra and store it as energy because it doesn't know you're going to eat some more. And the storage form of energy in nature is fat. Fat has more than twice as much energy per gram than either a protein or a fat. As a carbohydrate. So the body will take the carbohydrates and literally turn them into fats.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's where our excess weight comes from, is too many carbohydrates.
So
when we cut back on the sugar, your body will start using the fat for its energy.
You found, spend 30 seconds talking about this endocrinologist that's come up with yet another way to lose weight. There are always new diets every year. What's the story of this one? The 1-3-3 diet.
He calls it the 1-3-3 diet, which simply refers to one serving of carbohydrates, three servings of proteins, and three servings of vegetables throughout the day, which is a big cutback on sugar. You're going to lose weight. The 1-3-3 diet.
All right, check it out. Jack Stockwell is here on the Good Day program. Good Day download is at gooddayhealth.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.